Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And this show is going to sizzle.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Baby, baby, baby.
We usually sizzle, but today it's going to be extra crispy.
Yeah. Extra crispy.
Yeah.
Sizzling.
Yeah. I have a trivia question.
Okay.
This is from visual.ly. L-Y.
Hmm,
I guess they couldn't afford a com, so they bought a Lee.
Yeah.
What fragrance was created in 1920 by Paris butcher John Fargenet?
Well, I don't know. What was it?
Eau de bacon.
C'est bacon?
Bacon. Where I used to work, we actually sold bacon perfume. And it smelled like sizzling bacon.
I have to say I'm glad that none of my girlfriends ever wore bacon.
I think you would attract dogs.
No, I'd have to eat them up. Nummy, 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 nummy.
Here's a hint from jokesforus.com.
Dun, 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 dun.
Why do we cook bacon and bake cookies?
Is this an oxymoron that we're going
there
for
it
already?
Is. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
We cook bacon and bake cookies. I don't know.
So what's the theme for today?
Love.
No.
You said, ooh, the bacon. I mean, that's got to be love.
It's got to be love.
Oh, we got to have some bacon today. Old man Shari. Oh, oui.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon is our theme.
All right, quit hamming it up.
I had, what?
I said quit hamming it up.
Oh, it's going to be a long morning. I had so much fun writing this.
I can imagine.
This was really fun.
So our theme is bacon today, huh?
Yes, it is.
What a wonderful porker the show is going to be.
Anyway.
I got a load of them, folks.
Where did the word bacon come from?
The South.
Read.
From todayifoundout.com. Ooh, today I did find out. The word's derived originally from the old High German bacho, meaning buttock, which in turn derived from the Proto-Germanic buck ox, meaning back. By the 14th century, it found its way into the old French as bacon, meaning back meat. And by the 16th century, it found its way into Middle English as bacon, which referred to all cured peak, pork, not just back meat. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
So, we're being American, we just destroyed it all to heck.
We did.
Bacon.
Bacon.
All right.
I have a top 10 list.
Awesome.
From David Letterman.
Ooh.
CBS.com.
That means we have 10, then.
We do have 10.
Yes.
These are the top 10 least successful meat innovations.
Okay.
Couldn't find one just about bacon, but.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Number 10 is the eye pork.
See, you thought you were going to trip me up on this one, but I know this. Number 9, three-hold pochetta.
Number 8, honey-baked ham radio.
Oh. Number 7, tasseled meatloaf.
6, Balloomba, the robotic vacuum cleaning bologna.
That was easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Number 5, spam, blocking spam.
Number 4.
See, I didn't go into it.
You didn't. Bacon nasal spray.
Ooh, no, that'd be a good
idea.
That'd
be kind of good, yeah.
Number 3, veal-flavored mutton.
Ew. Number 2, self-cleaning meatballs. It gets worse. It gets worse, guys.
Oh, we have to be clean. And the number least successful... Number 1 least successful meat innovation.
The anti-gravity wiener. Okay, that made Kathy blush over there. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, to be able to do improv at this moment with all these wonderful openings. I have to be nice. Anyways, from Dumb Criminals today, from dumbcriminals.com. Oh, an excellent line.
Food, glorious food.
Hot sausage and mustard, food, glorious food. Okay, what's from?
Oliver.
Oliver. opening scene when he's there at the little kid's house and please, sir, may I have some more? More food. Anyways.
Yeah.
Some people take nutrition a little too seriously. I mean, I'm cool with the whole 8, 6, 12. That pyramid isn't much helping, if you know what I mean. Savings of a whole grain thing. But once Tofurky makes an appearance, I'm out.
Tofurky.
Tofurky.
Yeah. A little sideways here. last night, I cooked for my son, who is vegan.
Oh.
So I made meatless chili, which was good. It tasted just like chili. And then I made gluten-free cornbread, which was like eating a brick. Mm-hmm. It had, instead of eggs, it had soy-based yogurt, which is gray. Mm-hmm. And it was, yeah, it wasn't good. Mm. Chili was good. Anyway, not only is this woman completely overreacting, she's also a complete idiot when it comes to health. As she was serving breakfast for her family, her 9-year-old grandson gobbled down a few too many strips of bacon. She then proceeded to nag him about it all day. But it got a whole lot worse at night when she chased the poor kid around the backyard and sprayed him right in the face with a garden hose.
I have to comment on that.
Uh-huh.
When can you have too much bacon?
I don't know.
That seems like a bad statement. Yep. But anyways, according
to... That's why she was stupid.
Yes. According to True Crime Report, he escaped for a minute to call his mom. But crazy grandma descended upon him once again. The fight eventually attracted an audience and finally, the police. So... for all you health freaks out there, I'm going to go out on the limb here and say pork isn't exactly brain food.
True. Very true.
But he got skinny because he was running around the yard after eating all that pork.
After all that pork. I have something fun for story time. This is from askmen.com.
Men. Oh, sorry.
These are the 10 most outrageous bacon dishes.
Ooh.
Ooh. This will make your mouth water for donuts.
From Dave Golakov?
Yeah. It's been said that the life expectancy might extend longer if fruits and vegetables smelled and tasted as good as bacon. We can only dream.
In reality, the average American eats roughly 18 pounds of bacon per year, and it's not just how much they eat, but rather the ways in which they're doing it. We've seen some wild application of the pig from bacon cupcakes to bacon coffee. And this top 10 list proves that those are just the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, and the first one we have here is bacon beer.
Mm.
This could be Homer Simpson's dream come true.
Don't!
As two of man's best friends meet in the brew. While it's not made by mainstream companies just yet, a number of craft beer breweries around the world are concocting their own versions of bacon beer. Some companies make a smoked beer, which might have the smoky taste, but isn't exactly the real thing, while others actually infuse bacon into the brewing process. Try some Voodoo Donut Bacon Maple Ale.
That's got them all.
Yeah.
Donut, bacon, and maple.
Maple. Mm-hmm. And voodoo.
And voodoo. Ooh. I guess we're down in New Orleans. I'm sorry, I said it incorrectly.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. So number 9 is Bacon Bouquet. Now, you know you've eaten bacon straight before, so don't be surprised by this next dish. The Bacon food truck in San Francisco serves it up straight with no chasers in its bacon bouquet. On the one hand, it doesn't sound too outrageous. On the other hand, it takes some courage to order this street food and then sit in public eating nothing but bacon strips. Nah. You'll definitely get some looks eating a bacon bouquet, especially since it's served wrapped in paper like a flower bouquet. That's not adventurous enough for you. The bacon truck also serves chocolate-covered bacon with toffee on it, as well as bacon carameled popcorn.
Ooh.
Wow. Mm. I want to go there.
Then we have, I love the name of the truck, Bacon.
Bacon. Jeez, I wonder what they sell.
I wonder. Mm. The next one we have is bacon chocolate bars. If you've heard of or tried any type of chocolate or caramel garnished with sea salt, then you'll understand the thinking behind bacon chocolate. Sweet meat salty, goodness in this snack, which is a chocolate bar mixed with alderwood smoked salt and hickory cured bacon.
Mm.
It comes in two varieties, milk and dark chocolate. Also, the good news is that this is a gluten-free snack. Oh, yay.
Yes.
Something tells me if you're eating this, though, you're not too concerned about things like gluten-free diets.
I like it.
Yeah.
Next, we have chicken fried bacon.
Mm.
Now, you know, down south, chicken fried bacon is a southern thing. It's like making chicken strips, but with bacon strips, which can only lead to good things. Bacon strips are first dunked into a special flour mix and then deep fried until they are golden crispy. Add some country gravy for dipping and your tongue is ready to party. This definitely isn't the world's heart-healthy meal, but those who have tried it rave about the crispy, salty, meaty, and fatty combinations that simply melt in your mouth. And if you're so worried about the health ramifications, order the fruit cup instead.
Here's one I like. The bacon martini. After making bacon from 9 to 5, what better way to unwind than with a bacon-flavored drink? Mm. Bacon martinis are all the rage among pig lovers these days. The signature ingredient that makes this drink is bacon-infused vodka, which can either be purchased or made at home by a process called fat washing.
Hey,
that's
no fat jokes. Hey.
Fat washing, that's when I take a shower every morning. This drink, also known as the bacontini, or pig on the rocks, consists of the vodka with some kind of bacon garnish, either a strip of bacon, bacon bits, or simply olives.
Yep. Yuck.
Just make sure you get this shaken, not stirred. Pig on the rocks. I love that.
Yeah, pig on the You're killing me this morning. There's so many good softballs.
Just read.
We can't hit them. Bacon brownie bits. Be it professionally chefs or simply hardcore enthusiasts, pretty much everyone has tried to wrap bacon around different types of food to see what works. The Bacon Mania food truck, which operates in Southern California, has found success in bacon-wrapped brownie bites. As if chocolate and bacon wasn't a good enough idea already, Bacon Mania goes the extra mile. First, it takes gooey chocolate brownies, then wraps them up in bacon, and finally deep fries them to add a different level of texture. It's sweet, it's salty, it's crispy. What else could one want?
A defibrillator?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And we have bacon ice cream sundae. This is mainstream. Leave it to Burger King to push the bacon boundaries this far. As part of its new summer menu, it'll be releasing a sundae with a twist. You guessed it, bacon.
Yep.
The 510-calorie creation simply takes a classic and throws pieces of bacon into the plastic cup concoction. Not blended, not infused, just big pork pieces mixed into the ice cream. We'd love to say that adding a crunchy, salty texture to a sweet sundae could be a shrewd move by a talented cooking mind, but this rudimentary creation is far more about publicity than taste.
Bacon. Bacon and eggs lovers. Eat your hearts out. I mean, literally. The bacon is a breakfast creation that shapes everything you need into one handheld item. First, it starts with a cone made from deep-fried bacon. Then inside the cone, you'll find scrambled eggs, hash browns, melted cheese, country gravy, and finally, a biscuit on top. It's just a picture of beauty, especially since you can eat it with one hand. This is one heck of a complete breakfast, but you may need to have a little nap after this gluttonous meal.
That sounds good.
It does.
It sounds messy, but it sounds good. But it looks just like an ice cream cone.
I think I'm getting hungry here, and I'm not sure why.
And here we go with the bacon explosion. That was strange. For bacon lovers, this is the equivalent of being a five-year-old in Toys R Us. Bacon Explosion is made by weaving raw bacon into a base, topping it with barbecue seasoning, uncased sausage, and barbecue sauce, then another pound of fried crispy bacon. Then it's rolled up into a sausage-like form and cooked in the smoker. Most secondhand smoke is bad for you, but this is one way you'll truly enjoy it. All that's missing is some kind of bacon aioli dip for sauce.
And then finally, now folks, if
this is good stuff.
This one doesn't wrap your tongue up in the mouth-watering delicious.
I've had this one.
This is called a maple bacon donut. It's that type of food that makes Jenny Craig cringe. But for those more focused on their tongue than their waistline, this could be perfection. It works so well because bacon and donuts are both relied upon as breakfast food. And they just so happen to fuse together perfectly. Donuts are often cloying and desperately cloying and desperately lack some kind of saltiness to balance them out. Also, they can sometimes be way too soft and gooey, begging for some kind of crunch to invite another dimension. Dun-dun-dun-dun, enter bacon, which brings saltiness, smokiness, and crunch to balance things out. Add the maple notes, and you're good to go. eHarmony could not have made a better match than this.
You know where they have those.
Mm-mm.
Speedway.
Do they?
Yes.
Ooh.
Maple bacon donuts at Speedway.
I may have to
they
detour.
Are yummy.
I may have to detour this morning.
Yummy, yummy, yummy in my tummy.
Well, you saw that creation that they got on TV now where you take this basically a muffin pan turned upside down.
Oh, yeah, the bacon, whatever that
you
is.
You make bacon bowls.
Yeah, bacon bowls.
And then you can fill them with anything else you want. And
more bacon?
More bacon and eggs and cheese and more bacon.
Yum. Well, I found out a lot because I went to todayifoundout.com and got some fast facts about bacon.
Okay.
The USA defines bacon as the cured belly of swine carcass. Swine carcass.
Gotta love that definition. The phrase, bring home the bacon, has been around since the early 20th century and when was initially used primarily by the working class, with bacon being a staple meat for that class.
The difference between bacon and salted pork or ham is primarily in the brine used. Brine for bacon often includes sodium nitrate and saltpeter for curing the meat, sodium ascorbate for settling the color as well as speeding up the curing process, and brown or maple sugar for flavor, among other ingredients. One of the principal differences is that brine for ham tends to have a much higher concentration of sugar.
Brine? Normally it's a saltiness.
Yeah.
But it brings out sugar. Interesting. American bacon, or streaky bacon as the British call it, is generally cut from the fatty sides of the pig's belly. Canadian bacon, known as back bacon to the British, who apparently like to have their own name for everything bacon related, is made of the tenderloins located on the back of the pig.
In continental Europe, the part of the pig American bacon is made from is typically sliced into cubes and used as a cooking ingredient due to its high fat and rich flavor.
Bacon actually is good for the brains of unborn children.
Just read it.
If you can see my face right now. Bacon contains a nutrient called choline, which has been shown to boost the intelligence of people. If they got a lot of it before they were born, oh, really? And you can also get choline from eggs, liver, milk, chicken, and various nuts.
All things that disgusted me when I was pregnant.
No, liver?
Records of bacon being made go all the way back to around 1500 BC in China. Bacon was so popular with the Greeks and Romans, a 200-pound pig will yield close to 20 pounds of bacon, among other popular meat products.
And this is how you know you've made it onto the international stage, folks.
Yes.
The patron saint of bacon is Saint Anthony the Abbot. He also is the patron saint of swineherders, butchers, epilepsy, amputees, shingles, grave diggers, hermits, lost items, and Canis Brazil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. A patron saint of bacon.
Okay. We're going to do the weekly rant from crack.com. And we're going to take a little side trip here.
Uh-oh.
Just the facts. Kevin Bacon has been in a lot of movies. A lot of people have been in movies with Kevin Bacon. A lot of people have been in movies with people who have been in a movie with Kevin Bacon. See where this is going?
What it is? The 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon is a movie trivia game that can be played when you're bored, for example, during the 6th hour of The English Patient. The game goes like this. Someone names an actor or actress and says, Michael Swan. Then the other people, Pearsons, try to come up with a list of actors and actresses starting with Swam and ending with Kevin Bacon, in which success stars were in the movie together. For example, Michael Swan was in the Kill Me Now with Katie Stoll. Katie Stoll was in 2 Million Stupid Women with Sarah Hall. No, Sarah Hall was the Sarah Hall was the Sinesters with John Landis, and John Landis was in Animal House with Kevin Bacon.
But as an added twist, someone else might be able to come up with a shorter path to Kevin Bacon. For example, Michael Swain was in How to Eat Bacon with Paul McKinney. Paul McKinney was in The First $20 Million is Always the Hardest with Stephen Blackheart. And Stephen Blackheart was in Super with Kevin Bacon.
Now points can be awarded for finding the shortest path, allowing contestants to determine who the loser is. The loser then shaves their body hair and has to perform the full score of Carmina Burana. Consequences vary by location. Check your local listing for details.
Legend has it that the game was created by college students Craig Fass, Christian Gardner, Brian Turtle, and Mike Ginelli. By legend, we of course mean Wikipedia.
Mm.
They made appearances on Jon Stewart's show and then on Howard Stern's show and eventually went on to write a book. The meme was had struck a viral chord in America, which was then sullied by Visa in a commercial.
Okay, why Kevin Bacon?
I don't know.
Fast, Gardner, Turtle, and Ginelli came up with the idea of watching Footloose, which led to Epiphany. I knew what it was. I just couldn't get my tongue to say it. To the epiphany that Kevin Bacon has been in a broad load of movies. This resulted in a conjecture that Bacon was the center of the movie universe. But let's examine this claim using math, because with math, you can do anything.
Given an actor or actress, we define their Bacon number to be the shortest path from them to Bacon, measured by the number of movies used. For example, Michael Swaim has a Bacon number of 3, as shown with the 3 movies in the previous section. And while we could find a longer path, there's no shorter path. You can use the Oracle at Bacon.com to find someone's Bacon number. Go on and try it. We know you want to, and we want you to.
It knows all. It sees all.
Yes. So, there's some variations. 6 degrees of Kevin. Kevin's Bacon is one of them. It's a food-oriented version when you try to link a given food to bacon using food pairs. For example, soup and sandwich, soup and crackers, cheese and crackers, ham and cheese, ham and eggs, bacon and eggs. Kind of sounds like that thing that Jimmy Fallon does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, we could have so much fun bacon.
We could. I have a top 10 list.
Bum, 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 bum.
I do. This is the top 10 questions most frequently answered bacon.
Wait a minute. We have set a milestone today.
What?
We actually have 2 top 10 lists that have 10 items on it.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. Taken us, 37 years to get here, but hey.
Yep. This is actually what it says in the beginning here. This is episode... Oh, of course, now I'm not going to find it.
63.
This is episode 63. We've done 63 shows, Dave. Woo-hoo! Yeah, he just nodded.
Yeah.
We have and a joy you have been for all 63 of them,
we
Kat.
Have a nodder.
Anyway, this again is from David Letterman at CBS. These are the top 10 questions most frequently answered bacon.
Oh, cool.
Gosh, you look great. What's your secret? Bacon.
Bacon. Why not become a vegetarian?
Bacon. Did you smell anything right before the stroke?
Bacon.
Kevin who?
Bacon. What was the top-selling pork product in 1962?
Bacon.
Is there anything Republicans and Democrats can agree on?
Bacon. What should I bait the trap with?
Bacon.
Cause of death?
Bacon. Why hasn't Chris Christie's lap band surgery worked?
Bacon. The number one question most frequently answered, bacon.
Would you like anything with your bacon?
Bacon.
Absolutely. That was a forgiving answer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Yeah. So we have some jokes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm skipping around and I'm driving you crazy here.
No.
On page 6.
It's all about the bacon, baby.
Just jokes from jokesforus.com. Not jokes are us. These are jokes for us.
I'm the
6.
And now for musical interpause.
Okay. Why didn't the drunk Mexican drug lord find the bacon tree?
Because he walked into an ambush. Ambush. Oh. Gosh, I'm slow.
Why did the pig go into the kitchen?
Because he felt like bacon.
If you can't get swine flu from eating bacon, what can you get?
A1, obesity. Number 2, heart disease. Number 3, hardening of the arteries.
That's not really all that funny.
Number 4, all the above.
What's the name of the movie about bacon?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Frankenswine. Or Hamlet.
Why do pigs go to New York City?
What, to see the Big Apple.
And how did they get there?
In pig up trucks.
And what are they warned to watch out for?
pig pockets. patient. Nurse, I'm suffering from bacon disease.
Baloney.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bacon.
Bacon who?
Bacon and cake for your birthday. And that there's funny. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. An egg and bacon walk into a bar, and the bartender says,
"We don't serve breakfast here." Ouch.
I know. Those are jokes for four-year-olds.
Yeah, but they're funny.
They are funny.
Come on, baconators. Let's just face it. It's all about bacon.
Yes. I have ruminations about bacon.
You do?
I do.
Okay. From ruminate.com. The great thing about being on antibiotics is that you don't have to worry about the five-second rule anymore. Sure, that bacon hit the floor 2 days ago, but I'm immune to bacteria, baby.
Ugh. Yeah. Have you seen the commercial about it's just like Thanksgiving without it having to be Thanksgiving? It's for lunch meat?
No.
And the guy takes the turkey out of the oven but forgets to use oven mitts. Okay. And the turkey slides across the table, and he says, 5 second rule. And he goes and he picks up the turkey. Well, of course, the turkey's hot, too, and it flies out of his hands and on the floor again.
So we have a flying turkey.
Flying turkey.
But if he would have used bacon grease to start,
yeah,
it wouldn't have flown all over.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Or maybe oven mitts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After years of uneventfully ordering a side of bacon with breakfast, you can imagine my surprise at the side of beef I ordered last night for dinner.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
So you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word. But if you got a gun and a kind word and you got a big tray of nice, crispy bacon to pass around, man, you can pretty much write your own ticket.
Well, I couldn't find I couldn't find an Irish blessing about bacon.
You might say that last one was a shot in the dark.
But I found an Irish blessing about pigs.
Okay.
"'Twas an evening in November..." Oh, this is from irish.spikejamie.com. "'Twas an evening in November, as very well I remember. I was strolling down the street in drunken pride. My knees were all a flutter, so I landed in the gutter, and a pig came up and laid down by my side.
Yes, there I laid in the gutter, thinking things I could not utter, when a colleague passing by softly said, 'You can tell a man that boozes by the company he chooses.' And that pig got up and walked away."
That's a poem called The Irish Pig.
Somebody was listening.
That is all we have for today. Darn, I'm Kat.
I'm hungry for bacon.
Together we're...
Cat Soup. Wait a minute. Better with bacon.
No, together we are...
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Folks, have a great week.